he was driving the truck.
Really?
I'm not seeing now. You should. You shouldn't have said that. That's Harry's.
Have you ever seen Rescue Me? That's
no, I know, but it's any strong woman he wants.
Have you seen the strong woman, the fire chick on Rescue Me? She is so hot.
I never even know what Rescue Me is.
Great show, you'd like it. People kill each other and die, and their lives are miserable, and children get run over by cars and stuff. You'd like it.
Are we on?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Hear you now?
Can you hear me now?
We're going to Matthew 13.
Where'd you have a fire starter?
Your house? There was one right inside the door.
He's prepared.
Oh, do I need to take that thing and have it recharged?
Were you a Boy Scout? Can we leave the fire and behind for a minute?
We should do a focusing exercise.
We probably will.
You gonna start yelling?
Maybe.
I'm waiting for you. I'm expecting you.
Yesterday we read in Isaiah. I've been just for some reason ever since. About a week before Passover, I've only been reading Isaiah. And how much of what Christ said that he was quoting Isaiah. And in Matthew 13, and this is a parable, it's in all the Gospels, but in Matthew is the most complete version of it. But in Mark's version of it, Jesus says that if you understand this parable, you'll understand all mysteries of God. If you don't understand this one, you will understand nothing. And so this is kind of an important parable, and he's quoting directly the passage which defines evangelism. I looked and there was none, and Isaiah said, send me. Remember? And then everybody uses that over and over. Okay, Matthew 13. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell on stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. Because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and a thorn sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. And whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that little he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, in hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing you shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see, and not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Now, concentrate on the word lest. He's saying that you cannot see with your eyes, you cannot hear with your ears. When you can't be converted. That's pretty heavy. What?
Well, it sounds like there's some potential that they could, and if they could hear in that condition, they didn't have to convert or heal. But they can't, I guess.
No, it says they can't. That's what lest is.
It says they can.
Yeah. Now, if you read modern translations, you will see that that lest is left out. If you look at Jewish commentaries, you'll see that lest is left out. So they're saying, go, and they will hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and see with their eyes, and I will convert them, and I will heal them. Didn't say that.
This is another place where it's the two. It's either the free gift or the reward of work. It's given to them.
Now he said, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. Hear you, therefore, the parable of the sower. And if you can hear what he's saying if you can lose the I motive, you will hear. If you can destroy the I motive, you will see. The I motive is the evidence that your ear hasn't been circumcised. It's what James calls you're just a hearer of the word and not a doer. You're a hearer of it because you hear with the I motive. Do you get it? What?
Well, I've heard you 100 times say that this particular member of the Trinity had a moment of illumination, came to believe it immediately, flew over the promised land, and touched down.
Which particular person was? Which one was I talking about?
I don't want to mention his
name. Huh?
Such a one.
But then.
Such a one.
But then. He leaves Babylon, comes to Trinity, and continues. In fact, it's that thing about I did not know sin lustless. It's at Trinity for like 15 years. It's gotten even worse trying to get it. It's funny. Very funny.
For some reason, this makes me think of the tree of life.
It's good way. It's a good thing to think of.
The tree of life allows me to be saved through my own effort, self-realization.
Well, the tree of life allows you to both eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and yet apparently, seemingly, live forever, live as long as time lasts.
Yeah.
And it can't, and that's such an abhorrent thing to God that you would eat both of the tree of life and of the tree of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, that it was even a sentence that he couldn't complete.
That's what it is to take God's stuff and use the I motive.
Sure, that's why you can't hear. You're just, no matter where you look in here, you'll see you. And in fact, you will call this the manufacturer's handbook. And you will look in here for how to do things and how to fix things and how to fix yourself and how to get better and what you should do about this and what you should do about that. And as long as you're doing that, you're prevented from ever hearing or seeing or understanding, because you're simply doing what Adam and Eve tried to do and couldn't. Now, I happen to believe there was a pre-Adamic kingdom. And that kingdom, it was the age of Lucifer, and in that kingdom they did eat both of the tree of the fruit of the tree of good and evil and the tree of life, and they were spiritualized, and they are locked into time, and that's what we call the spiritism and spirit world. That's what everybody thinks they're worshiping when they see angels. That's what Harry was visiting when he was doing illicit sex and drugs and videotape.
At the same time?
I see him.
Yeah.
Now, the whole idea of this world that is inhabited by these creatures or this spirits now is they were spiritualized when they ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil and then the tree of life. And so they are locked, and they too are of the will of God, because they are the antagonism in that realm for the seed. There's nothing they can do. I mean, they're goofy. But that's what the basis of all these scary movies. Again, remember, nothing can scare you unless you have a receptor for it. And so nothing, you can't have a scary movie or an anxiety or a scary television show or get afraid by a book or a dream unless there was a receptor for it in your mind. And so all of these things, are the things that you're afraid of, are the things that you are. That's why the only solution is death.
Your very closest friend.
But watch, yeah. Gary, introduce us to your little friend. That's Trinity humor from about 25 years ago. Hear ye the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. Now, the wicked one, the wicked one didn't have to come very far, because he's your mind. And so you're running around and you're looking, you've spent your whole life trying to get better and trying to do things and trying to get fixed and trying to do stuff better. And now here comes the seed. When they sowed seed back in these days, they didn't plow a field. They just went out and threw the barley or it couldn't be artificially prepared. In fact, if it was the seed for the first fruit offering or the seed it had to be just sown. And it couldn't be artificially prepared. It couldn't be artificially watered or anything. And so, here, this is, it's going to tell us who the sower is. The sower is God. And he sowed, he spread the seed, and if you look in the Greek, it's sperma, which where we get the word sperm. And that's why on Pentecost, the day of Pentecost, God spread his sperm, which is Jesus Christ, Well, he spread it over all flesh. So that's why Jesus, all his parables are about, except a kernel of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. That's why all of... But anyway, so on Pentecost, God spread, he sowed the seed on all flesh. But most, they hear the word of the kingdom, and it's just like anything else. It's just another how-to, or just another get fixed, or just another how I can be successful, or how I can realize my potential, or how I can be a champion, or any other how-to. You understand?
I've seen in that parable, there's this fail-safe system, because in the parable, nobody can water it, nobody can prepare the land, nobody can do anything to help it grow with God. And when man tries to do his thing with furrows and irrigation, then he has polluted it, and it's now it's not of God. It's
Remember, man's religion. Amen. Well, I've told you so often, everything that you need to know about God is revealed in that pecan tree in the backyard. If you consider that Jesus was the first pecan, he fell into the ground and died, and the tree grew up. On the day of Pentecost, that tree was shaken, and so now the ground is full of pecans. Now everybody is running around saying, oh, I'm a questioning pecan. I'm a truth seeker pecan. I'm an atheist pecan. I'm an Islamic pecan. I'm a Muslim pecan. I'm a Trinity pecan. Whatever it is, I don't give a crap. You're just trying to put a label on the shell. But except that kernel of wheat, that pecan, fall into the ground and die, what label you put on it is immaterial. Because that you in that form cannot enter the kingdom of God. You have to die. And so the dying to self isn't an option. It's simply a reckoning of what already is. You must know by now that you've been deceived your whole life, that you have deceived yourself your whole life. Right? Still are. Because you'll hear this stuff and you'll walk away and you'll forget what you're not continuing to look into the perfect law of liberty and seeing Christ. You've automatically seen yourself. And so you start repeating oleisms, which just drives me crazy. I'm crucified with something. I'm crucified. It's finished. It's finished. But it's nothing, because you haven't died to self. Oh, it doesn't matter whether it's anything you've made a cliche becomes just it's just some more flesh. What?
It's a cliche.
Shut up. Okay, so the first one is, anyone that heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, the only way you understand it is by dying, not by trying to figure it out. Right? What?
You can't touch it with a tool.
You can't get near it. You can't even breathe on it. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Why did Jesus say, abandon yourself, take no thought for yourself, so that you would not pollute the mystery of God? Oh, but I'm just thinking about it. No, you're not. You're spiritually jacking off. Oh, I'm just... What? All right, so the first one. The evil one. He didn't have to go very far to take it away, did he? So again, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received the seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same as he that heareth the word and soon with joy received it. Hallelujah. I'm going to go give my testimony. Oh, isn't the testimony of a new believer sweet? No, it's bullshit. Because he has nothing to say.
Well, it's double eye motive.
Yeah, now it's the little, now the little beast has grown horns like a lamb. Yet hath he not root in himself, but endureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. Sound familiar? I'm going back to Kansas. I'm going back to New Jersey. I'm going to eat worms and go home.
Sounds like the first one has it all together and he wants to incorporate God into his agenda. The second one is kind of struggling, looking for a solution.
Ha ha, I've got it fixed. I found the answer.
Now God is my solution.
God is my co-pilot.
And when it doesn't get fixed, that's when I...
Two sets of footsteps in the sand. It's just bullshit. Spiritual crap.
Then we wonder why.
What?
Then we wonder why we're not successful.
I don't wonder why I'm not successful. Yet hath he not rooted himself, but endureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word. And the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Now what's the care of this world? Well, it's your wife, your kids, your health, your wants, your desires, your... whatever, it doesn't matter what it is. It's something to do with time, so it's a care of this world. Oh, I'm just doing my best. What? You saw something?
Yeah.
Reading ahead.
No, I'm about out of time. I got to get going.
All right.
Brought up time.
But he that receives seed into good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it. And also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Now, I believe that's the maximum number of conversions that can happen. But that's another story. It's not a 100-fold blessing. It has nothing to do with money. It has to do with the reproduction. Everything else is just horseshit. Why?
No.
Amen?
No.
Either your warfare is totally over, you never have another worry in your life, or the evil one is still trying to catch it away. You got this weird self-righteous huffy look on you.
No, you just I'm not upset for a change. You once told me that God's got a Ferrari for you, but he's not going to give you the keys till he knows you're not going to kill yourself with it. It's like,
I don't think I told you that, but it was.
Yeah, you did tell me that.
Sure enough, he had a Ferrari for you.
Yeah, right. But I would have killed myself with it. But it's like this is the. It's the perfect failsafe. As long as you're trying to get, you're not going to get.
As long as you're trying to
grasp, you're not going to be able to reach it.
As long as you're trying to understand, you're not going to understand. As long as you're trying to see, you're not going to see. As long as you're trying to hear, you're not going to hear. That's why your sincerity just is kind of... Did I ever tell you what sincerity was? Sucking on a menstrual rag. Your righteousness, your sincerity is as filthy rags, and that's what that word is in the Greek.
I saw myself in all the problems, you know.
Good. Now maybe you can abandon yourself. All righty, take it, big guy. Poor Matt's house is all... Matt's house is destroyed.